Oh, it's really sad. The Harry Redford has been an institution. It's been one of the greatest events in outback Queensland for a long, long time. This is the second year in a row that, you know, we can't hold the Harry Redford cattle drive because of drought.
Does this mean that the Harry Redford drive is over for good?
Absolutely not. Councillor Gary Peoples is the chair of that Harry Redford cattle drive in Aramac. They have a fantastic committee. They have a lot of committed people that work so hard for the community that it will be back bigger and better than ever as soon as it rains.
What kind of impact will this have on the community? I mean, I imagine that this sort of tourist attraction, this tourist event, attracts some big dollars to the Barcaldine community.
Well, the Barcaldine Regional Council community for sure. And the thing about the Harry Redford cattle drive is that you've got this enormous amount of volunteers that make it happen. A bloke like Chucky Hay and his family provide the cattle and the droving plant and this chest of the horse with the camp wagon and all the cooks and organisers and everything. And they work so hard for 3 weeks over the cattle drive. And they make, you know, a few bob out of it and give it all back to the community, every cent, which is so fantastic.
Do you know how much the Harry Redford cattle drive injects into the Barcaldine and Aramac and surrounding districts?
Oh, look, it's very hard to gauge, but the Harry Redford cattle drive over that 3 weeks has an income in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And once you take your expenses out of it and all that sort of thing, and the net profit from that 3 week drive goes back to the Aramac community.
Talking to David Hay a few weeks ago, he'd only just got home from droving his cattle because of the drought on his place. These are the cattle that are then normally used for the Harry Redford cattle drive. Is the hope now that there's a lot of rain, a lot of green grass, and it's back in full swing next year, Rob Chandler?
Well, certainly for David Hay. You know, David and his family have had those cattle on the road for about 7 months, and they've had just enough rain to bring them home and keep them going for a couple of months. And so they need rain to keep those cattle at home, or they'll be back on the road again. And even if the stock road had 3 foot high green grass, it would have been a tough ask to ask David to turn around and go and spend another 3 weeks on the road. He would have probably done it, but that's just the man he is. But it's tough. We think that probably 90% of the rapid area is going into its fifth year of drought. It's a really, really tough time, and as a rapid group of councillors, we'll be asking the state and federal governments to open up their pockets and support people in the bush.
So what's the outlook from here on?
The outlook is not good. The outlook is we're at the end of April, and traditionally it will not rain until January, February, March. I hope I'm terribly wrong. But we are in a position now where there are a lot of people that have got hurt that you wouldn't believe. And so it's not about just handing out some community drought funding, you know, for a party or whatever. It needs some serious strategic thinking on behalf of the state and federal governments to support us here in Western Queensland.
So you think there is a role, though, that government can play, that it's not all just dependent on a bit of moisture from the sky?
Look, I think there's a tremendous role that the state and federal government plays, and the Rural Financial Counselling Service and the new service now for local businesses run by Russell here in Rapid is a tremendous service. But it's about the people of Western Queensland. Our sheep and cattle industries are really very wounded at the moment. One thing we do have is a tourism industry that can bring people out to come and say good day and drop some money into local businesses. And I think that's one way that the whole nation can get behind us and come and say good day. You know, the old slogan, just because it's dry, don't pass us by. We've got a wonderful natural attractions, man-made attractions, and the people to make everybody in the nation welcome. And that's probably one way that the state and feds can get behind this, is to promote tourism and also to talk with the banks and the financiers to make sure that they don't give up on us.